Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Share number 23. In regard to extrovert and introvert goal setting, how they set goals. If you're an extrovert manager, you do your thinking out loud, and it's very public. You say exactly how your goals are, how they're shaped, you explain everything, and everyone hears about it. If you are a judger, you're outgoing, but you're a judger, then your wording is very focused, what the goal should be. You make it clear. You pose it on anyone and everyone, even before they're agreed upon by the key members of the group. And that's a problem with J's often. They go into trying to make decisions on policies without being open about other possibilities. And that's the downfall sometimes with an extroverted judger. An extroverted perceiver will argue about it and will be open-ended about it. And the goal could change overnight and even mid-sentence. So it's very confusing sometimes when you have an extroverted perceiving manager, because sometimes it seems like they change their mind. Now, here's a case of an army general one morning staring out the window in their base, wherever they were working. The extroverted officer said, "I wonder what would happen if we moved that ditch 6 feet back." And to his amazement, a few hours later, he looked out the window again, and he saw a group filling in and digging out. He says, "What are you doing?" He didn't even remember that he was wondering out loud. And the chief of staff said, "Well, General, you wanted the ditch moved, so we're moving it." Meanwhile, the extrovert just thought about it out loud and blurted it out. That's an extroverted goal setter. An introvert would first collect the information, go somewhere, sift through the data alone, working through a conclusion that's feasible, and then ultimately would make a decision. But it's an inward type decision. And an introvert has a battle because the extroverts push and the introverts may clam up. And very often you lose the introvert's most significant contribution, which is the ability to reflect, the ability to listen, the clarity of thought, the clarity of speech, the clarity of ideas get lost in the process when an introvert is drowned out. And in many workplaces, introverts are drowned out instead of being valued and recognized. And there are books about that aspect of introversion that's very important. Introverts may be tired of extroverted aggressiveness in goal setting. They're bored that the extrovert repeats themselves again and again. And extroverts, the idea is, a helpful technique for extroverts is to put their ideas in writing, even in a basic way, which is hard for them. For introverts, it comes naturally. They enjoy writing it down. Extroverts don't enjoy writing it down, but it's better for them to do so to stay focused. That's extrovert-introvert goal setting. Sensors and intuitives, what do they do? The S, they want practical down-to-earth goals, not pie-in-the-sky type of goals. And S's tend to nitpick. They don't not interested in the big picture. They want specifics. They don't want elusive down goals. They want day-to-day description. What's going on? What we need to do? What we need to accomplish? You know, tell them what you're going to tell them and tell them what you told them. And they must know what's exactly going to be accomplished with tangible evidence and so on and so forth. Intuitive doesn't bother themselves with this minutia, the nitty-gritty of goal setting. They don't like it. So they look more at the future, not the here and now. It's more like brainstorming. Intuitives like brainstorming. They're less fearful of the unknown. They look at the bigger picture of things. That's their aspects of goal setting, which could be less specific. So here's an example. An end supervisor was complaining that one of the new workers could not learn a routine task. Suspecting that the new man was an S, was a down-to-earth person, a concrete person, someone suggested to the end supervisor, you know, that he would learn if you show him move by move, show him every step that he needs to do. And the end supervisor was like shocked. You know, I know that's insulting. It's insulting for me to spell Aleph, Beis, Gimel, A, B, C, what the person needs to do. But maybe that's what they really need. You see, an end supervisor that just gives, oh, just do this, doesn't give them the detail because they feel it's embarrassing, why I'm treating them like a baby. In reality, the S, the concrete employee, needs to know these steps, and that's how they learn it. In the work world overall, or in the work in the general world, there is more sensors than intuitives, almost like 3-1 in Americans. So therefore, it is a more practical, hands-on aspect that you have in the American workforce. The military, they're very hands-on, very technical, very direct. Now, the problem a lot has is when you have an S worker, a very down-to-earth concrete worker, and then you put them into a supervisor position, they could get very confused because now they'll have to look at the big picture, not just the specific details. This is true in the military, especially. You know, they're very action-oriented work and very practical, very down-to-earth and very nuts-and-bolts type. And then when they go into higher managerial positions where they have to see a big picture, it's hard for them. T's and F's, also the way they goal set is different. A thinker strives to be more objective. And T's especially, they're nitpickers. They're very detailed. F's are also worthwhile, but they're people oriented. T's think that they're too mushy, they're too emotional. Feelers, though, play a major role in healthy goal setting often because they know the needs of the people within the organization. They're sensitive to it. So that's a T and a F difference. JP goal setting, also very different. The J means it's the closure type. The P is always redefining goals and being very open-ended. So here's a cute example here. An MBT trainer divided her group into J's and P's. She asked each group to design a new library wing while the other people watched. So the J went first. So the J took a bag of jelly beans and in 5 minutes laid out a floor plan with the jelly beans. Then it was the P's turn. They complained about the assignment and then they ate the jelly beans. So this is just a little bit of a joke, but that gives you the idea of the difference between the two. So the idea is like this. Advice to help goal setting for all different types. By the way, we mentioned workforce, but applies to any type of goal that you want to accomplish. For extroverts, as hard as it is for them, put it in writing. Put things in writing and focus on it. Another thing for extroverts that's important, practice your listening skills. Make sure if you're the one that's setting the goals, but nevertheless, make sure everyone has a chance to voice his or her opinion. Extroverts will tend to dominate the discussion time. Introverts will take longer to let their thoughts be known. So you have a gatekeeper that keeps track. If you can't do it yourself as an extrovert, have someone, your assistant, do it for you. Let the introvert talk. Let other people have their say. Allow yourself to be told, listen. And also, when they're silent, doesn't mean they agree. An extrovert has to understand that. When they're saying a plan and people are quiet, it doesn't mean they necessarily agree. If they're introverts, they're processing it, and then later will explain why they see things differently. That's an important thing for extroverts to know. What are important for introverts to know? To give extroverts time. Extrovert tends to think out loud. They share them. So we often ask introverts to make a contract with themselves to allow extroverts to let them think out loud. Don't think that the first thing that an extrovert that comes out of their mouth is their finished product. Let them talk through the process. It could be they need to talk for, let's say, 10 minutes. In the first 5 minutes, it seems like they want to do something, but they didn't finish their ultimate goal. In 10 minutes, you'll see it. Allow them to finish their whole idea. If you're a sensor, what's very important, if you're a concrete, down-to-earth type of person, don't dismiss things that you think are fanciful ideas. A sensor needs to learn and listen of things that may seem like they're pie in the sky. They may seem too futuristic. They may seem too unrealistic. They may seem too far distant in time. But don't reject those proposals. Give it a fair hearing. Realize that there are things that may take time to develop, and you're a sensor. You're down to earth. You'll figure out ways how to get there, but allow yourself to open up to that bigger picture vision. That's a sensor's tafkid in when they set goals. Allow to see the bigger picture. Allow others' ends, when they talk about the bigger picture, to listen to them. See, the sensors are interested in the specific individual pieces of the puzzle, how they fit together. But sensors need to learn how decisions are made as part of an overall organization, as one unit, as a large scheme, as seeing the forest, not just the trees. That's the tafkid of an N, to work on themselves. An N, they need to watch on pitfalls. Intuitives don't like to attend to practical realities of their seams, of their schemes, meaning they have a beautiful vision, the N's, the intuitives. They have a beautiful vision, but you need S's to point out problems in their vision, practical problems that could come up. Oh, let's make this maysid and we'll raise money this way and we'll have beautiful hall in a shul and, you know, beautiful ideas. But you need the S to say, well, wait a minute, you know, we may have to redo all the electric work. We may have to break down walls. We may have to do this or that. So the ends need to pay attention to the pitfalls. And it's very important for the ends not to ignore the present reality of things. They're so wrapped up in their ideas and plans about the future, they forget about the situation right now that requires immediate attention. And S's help them with that. S's are too narrow in the down to earth here today, and they need the N's to give them the vision for the future. And N's have too much of a vision of a future, and they need help to live in today and deal with today's problems in a correct, concrete way. T's often think in the form of idea and logic, so what they need to do is consider the people side of an equation. Thinkers are so determined to reason their way into goals and problem solving that sometimes they ignore the human element. They can be unmoved by arguments that pertain to people because they're so single-task-oriented, single-minded. So thinkers, T's, need to remember to focus also on how people will be affected by the goals they are proposing. Feelers are the opposite. They need not to take things too personally. They need to not be afraid to bite the bullet. Sometimes feelers like to have harmony, but sometimes they gotta fight for something. Sometimes feelers need to have confrontation, even though they're not comfortable with having confrontation. Feelers need to learn how to take an unpopular stand, even though they're not comfortable. They don't feel comfortable. They'd rather have the harmony. They'd rather get along. But this is a meeting to decide the future of a company or the future of a maysid or future of a family. So I have to sometimes be unpopular, and I have to say things that I may not, that may make other people feel uncomfortable. They have to develop that team mode and not to take things personally when they're criticized, not to get overly hurt by them. Others could disagree with you. Not only is it not the end of the world, it's actually very good. If so, it doesn't mean they dislike you personally or that it's a personal criticism. So feelers need to be more objective. Thinkers need to be more subjective. With J's, judgers, they're fixed in their ways. Listen to alternatives. Listen to P's with their alternatives. J's know they're right, but wait a minute. Maybe they're not so right. Maybe there's another way of looking at something. Give yourself time to allow those options to be heard. Give yourself the leeway to allow those options to be considered that the P is proposing to you. Perceivers, on the other hand, they need to focus on closure. They're open-ended at some point. Let's make that final decision. After all the information is in, as best as humanly possible, okay, now let's make a decision. That is the idea. Another idea of understanding the type watching aspects is, what would you do with your free time? What would you do with your free time? If you had a bunch of free time, what would you do? An extrovert will say, oh, I'll spend it on parties, on phone calls, on shoppings. Activities with a lot of stimulation. They'll gravitate, but that's what they will gravitate to. What will eyes gravitate to? Reading, going for walks, hobbies, more contemplative activities. Senses and intuitives, how do they describe time? Senses are very literal, 309 and 37 seconds. Intuitives are more general and abstract. And thinkers, more objective sounding. Feelers, more subjective sounding. J's will organize their times with measurement of accomplishments. P's will be more open-ended about time. And so all this is the way they perceive and describe time. Judgers plan with their time. Perceivers find out how much time we have. Judgers fill it up with responsibility things. Perceivers just want to enjoy as they go along. Judges organize their time. Perceivers, just check out the limitations. They're just having fun with it. They enjoy that open-ended time. Let me be free with it. They don't like the large schedules of things. You know, the J, even by a Shabbos meal, will start this time, will end this time. A P says, no, we'll play it by ear. Let's play it by ear. The conversation's flowing a lot. It may take an hour longer than normal. Big deal. What's the end of the world? The J will say, no, I need this schedule like to be this way. You know, in a family life, you can sometimes have these type of bumps in the road of the JP differences between a husband and a wife or between children and how to set up a Shabbos, how to set up other things in their house, which they could work through. Once they're aware of all these differences, they could work through it in a shalomdic way and work out compromises, how things could work beautifully with them. So we discussed a little bit today of different ways of how each type could work towards integrating the other aspects of personality to make their life better in their goal setting, to make their life better in their time management, to like make their life better in simply working together on things that need to be worked on together. Bracha v'atzlacha.